Let's go and talk about the Albury Cup. Joe Cleary's online. He's got Chiquinta lining up in the big $180,000 race. Morning to you, Joe.
Morning, Hoss. How are you, mate?
Very well. You're on the way over?
Yeah, mate. I've just loaded the kids up on the truck and we're on the highway as we speak.
Beautiful, mate. Well, do we just, I mean, I don't know whether you heard just our chat with John Miller. They're marking the back part of the track a heavy eight with new drainage work yet to happen there. The rest of the track is a five. So that's the reason why there's a bit of a difference between the back and coming into the straight. Certainly, it looks like, you know, your track, your horse should be able to cope with that.
Yeah, both my horses, they won't phase them, Hoss. You know, it's open for a heavy track for Chiquinta, obviously, to bring the better ones back to her a little bit. And the big fella and the three-year-old, mate, he'll handle all going. But, yeah, that's the way it goes with the drainage. You know, I've worked on race course myself, so I know what it's like, mate. But I'm glad the race meeting's going ahead because we have a hell of a lot of rain in New South Wales.
Yeah, it's been incredible. If he can run up to the run behind Pumpkin Pie, she's going to be right in this race, Chiquinta.
Yeah, she's spot on today, Hoss. But, you know, you put the line through that run at Ramley, it was bottomless, and Cathy said her wheels were spinning that day. I've given her 3 weeks between runs. We dodged the opponent to head towards the Albury Cup, try and chase a little bit of black type for her. She'll be off to make babies this year. But she's spot on, mate. She was tiptoeing going on the track then, so looking forward to the day.
Yeah, fantastic. As you say, you're going to get a portion of the track that will suit her, and then she'll be in that position around the bend. It's still sort of soft five, so she'll appreciate it a lot better than what it was at Randwick.
Oh, so true, mate. They've all got to go through it as well, so there'll be no excuses for me and wherever they run, mate. You know, they've all got to go through it, but let's hope the trip's worthwhile, Hoss.
No, exactly. What about your other horse, Cliff? A horse that lightly raced, but always around the mark.
He's a very nice horse, this horse, Hoss. I'm glad he's got into the field now. There's a heap of scratchings. It brings him right into it. This is the race I've targeted for about 10 weeks. And when he came up fourth emergency, well, I was kicking buckets and chucking head collars and carrying on with Franco. But anyway, I'm glad he's got a run, mate. He's into this race right up to his ears. He's in on the limit. He's got Luke Curry to ride. He had a barrier trial at home and a soft kill in a barrier trial. And, yeah, mate, I'm reasonably confident with this horse, mate.
And as you say, you get a start, but a heap of scratching. So that barrier is not as bad as what first thought either.
No, not at all. I think there's only nine left in it. So
yeah,
I'll still be
each
way betting because I like to support my horses.
Yeah, no, I understand. And just off the previous prep, I mean, how's he come back?
Massive. Yeah. He looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, he'll turn heads today, that horse in the enclosure. He's a beautiful animal. He's a Camford Cliffs. And I think the breeder underrated Hoss. He hasn't had a lot of horses get to the races, Camford Cliffs. But he's a beautiful animal, mate, and you'll see him now. And I'm actually considering taking him to Queensland over the winter. So today's a stepping stone for future reference, and I think you'll see a pretty nice horse.
All right, well, that's Cliff, who lines up in the Albury Guineas. That's race 7, number 19, right down the bottom. It now gets a start, and Chiquinta lines up in the Cup, which jumps at 4:25. Safe travels, mate. Good luck.
Good on your horse. Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Joe.